But he's one, it was, the CSME was his baby, ain't it? He's created the concept.
No.
Not at all?
No, remember in 1974, when, actually it was 73, when the first, the Treaty of Chagaramas was signed, then at that time they said the next phase will be to move towards a single market and a single economy. And then a couple of years later, we then had the CSME. So it's not his baby. There's a regional thing.
Mm. Okay. Well, he's push it.
He was a big integrationist. I am one too.
Mm-hmm. But my whole problem is that we're doing these things, but we ain't doing them together. You think that I would like to see a whole independent? I'm not gonna say independent. A united Caribbean. But we ain't going forward. In these things, we ain't being together in these things. And Barbados seems to be like out front trying to do them. Like when Sir Gradley Adams had the Federation, that break up. So that was trying to say, right? We ain't actually trying to hold together, but Barbados seems to be now becoming a laughing stock when it comes to these things. But we're trying to actually push for them. Anyhow, let me move forward. I want to say that you got to still thank the former Prime Minister, Mr. Stewart, for the lady was earlier thanking the present Prime Minister, but he still got to give you thanks because I think it is him that being there and having the style that he have is what gave way to Miss Motley, right? Because he make it easy for her to become the next prime minister, I would say. Because there's no way that if Mr. David Thompson to continue to live, I couldn't see it happening or being so easy to happen. And one of the things, I even thought with some members of St. John, that say St. John would have never lost that seat if David is still there. And that is that's no doubt at all. And because they lost very badly, and I put the whole blame on the style of the former leader, and I mean that we can't really bash him too much and keep on going on, right? But the problem with the DLP was leadership, and I disagree with anybody that can say that all of them need to go. That is incorrect. You need some experience there. They need to regroup as fast as possible. Come to the forefront with a new leader and start making themselves known because they're still silent.
Who right? Would you say would be a good eventual leader or a good leader for the Democratic Labour Party at this time?
All right. I can tell you my personal bias and favorite would be Chris Cynthia, right? But Donva Innes could be also there, right?
In Sanderson last week.
Pardon?
In the Sanderson last week, it was said that he was willing to become the next leader.
Yeah,
but I think that decision will have to be made at their meeting, their big meeting in September or October.
Right. I know it is not really political song to have Chris Sinclair push to that level because of he was the Minister of Finance, but he was taking all the blows because of the. And I know, Gail. We getting on now, like, if we now know that the country in trouble. I think the finance minister was saying, so every cent come together. But nobody don't want to come together. Everybody don't want to spit in the same soup that they got to drink. But now, all of a sudden, everybody know, like, they're saying, no realizing, oh, it's difficult, come together. But this is what the DLP are calling for every cent. And they think the honest
but
problem.
But the other people don't have to make a decision. It is the party in power that makes the decision. So you're saying that he was saying that the economy was bad for a long time. But people are saying is that, yes, you recognize it is bad. Do something about it.
Mm-hmm. But you cannot do something. I mean, at this time, people in the business class know like this, ready to work. That what I mean. I mean, there's certain things that the DLP didn't do. I wonder why they didn't take that that thing that Miss Motley did that to take off right now that met you know what I mean? That law or something that is stopping them.
What?
I wonder why.
Huh? I'm not sure what you mean in regards to what?
That the business class
you mean the NSRL? the National Social Responsibility Levy. Removing the need to have a, what's it called? A clearance certificate, a tax clearance certificate, yes.
Mm-hmm. That you've been as class happy about, right? I wonder why
there were so many writings about that and so many back and forths about that. That's an impediment to business facilitation. Because oftentimes, let me give you an example. If a husband and wife separated, they run a business, and there has not been a finalization as to the second element of the divorce, and the man has something to do, and it requires, you know, there's a requirement for him to have a tax clearance certificate only after the divorce is final, as in the property has been sorted out, etc., can he move forward on that other business venture? So that's a way of stymieing growth. Other things to do with land tax, you're in a partnership with somebody, not necessarily a marriage, and there has been a dissolution of the particular business, or there has been a moving away of some part of that business to another jurisdiction. And until everything has been sorted out, one person wants to proceed and get another business, they can't move because the tax clearance certificate has to be given only after land tax and all the things have been sorted out. And people argue that that was, and I agree with them, that was an impediment to smooth business.
Mm. I want to ask you something before I go, Gail.
Yes.
What do you say, not actually, I can understand what the point I'm trying to make. Would you say that toilet pits is unsanitary? Of us came up with them.
I never experienced them, but unsanitary, yes, for sure. Simply because the smell alone is offensive if not properly managed. And then, as has been explained recently, not just in terms of unsanitary, but having to leave the comfort of your bed in your home to have to go outside in the cold to go and use the bathroom in the middle of the night, or, you know, children having to walk and take children to the bathroom, all that. In 2018, it should not be. If you can't avoid it. We have a WhatsApper here mentions, they want to know who's in charge of the debushers working in Waterford Bottom. They've spoken to both MTW and sanitation, and they haven't been able to, and health, and haven't been able to get anyone in either of those agencies. And they're appealing for the removal of the bush, which was cut 2 days ago and left by the side of the road and is obstructing the flow of vehicles using the left lane. This is a call for removal of the debris left on Waterford Bottom, particularly the left lane. But, well, left lane depends on where you're going. So just remove the bush from Waterford Bottom. That would be the call. And secondly, we have another person talking about pit toilets. They said cockroaches and those things you have to remove. You have to burn them in order sometimes to use the bathrooms. And you have to throw, you know, talking about the unsanitary nature of a pit toilet. And thank you, sir or ma'am, for sharing that. This is Dr. Brass Sats. Good afternoon. Today, 21st June. Our numbers to call, 431-434-1790. Dr. Brass Sats, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa, if I may call you that.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, first, the guy said just now about the leader for the Democratic Labour Party. As I'm not a politician, I'm only me. Mm-hmm. But the only one that I think would be able to carry out that function is Mr. Donville Innes. Because for quite a while, he, you know, the little tacit things that he, you know, he didn't agree with, but more or less he couldn't come out and say, because I'm a member of the party.
Mm-hmm.
But however, I did hear the first caller, I think he did mention something about the DLP shortcomings. The DLP, how they lost so badly.
Okay.
But it wasn't, they didn't have some shortcomings. They have quite a plenty. One, I think.
And this is coming from a member.
Yes.
Yes.
But I think the first thing should have been, the speaker should have been fired. Mm. He had no right sitting any longer in Parliament, not even as a backbencher. He should have been fired. And in the by election call in his constituency to elect somebody who.
Well, I'm very sorry. I have to tell you that when you make those statements, there are only certain number of people in Parliament. We've been sued already by an entire cabinet. You cannot make statements like the ones you're making on the radio. My apologies.
This is Donta Brass Stats. You're on the air. Good morning.
This is Donta Brass. Good morning to you, Lisa.
Good morning, sir.
The beautiful Lisa Gale it is.
Yes, sir.
This is your friend here, Mr. Agriculture. Yes. The one and only, and a good come to feet. Now, I want to say something to every single moderator, producer, who sticks at Starcom Network or any other program that goes on in this country. I'm 100%, 1,000% Barbados. I'm not citizen by descent, nothing so. I have been a part of these programs for well over 20 years. And when I come to the forum, I think that I have something of essence to put forward to this forum. And it will not be derailed or belittled by any person sitting in the chairs. I'm not offended, but I just had to say that. So who the cat fit, I would like them to wear it. Now, Lisa, how are you doing, by the way?
Good.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, certain people have this mentality that because that the Barrister Labour Party now is in government, you must not talk about anything that the former administration have done. And that is really, really sad. It is really sad. It is not that you have nothing better to do or you're just trying to come a tear down or rip up people, Lisa. But people have to understand that there were things that could have been done to help this country and to bring this country from the so-called recession that it was in. And and other electorate put in office, turn a blind eye and let these people just go along and do as they like and ravish and grandstand. And I mean, we are the people who live in this country. We have to pay bills. We have to face the supermarket. And Barbados was in a state of disrepair. And then there's still people who want to come and make you feel like, you know what, they have tried. Lisa, I want to know, as a woman, as an economist, the question has to be asked that the former government raked in millions of dollars in taxes. Where is this money today? And this is one of the questions that has to be asked. And I believe personally in my heart, it must be answered, Lisa. You know, there are persons
debt servicing, don't you think?
Yeah, but not only that, Lisa, because when you look at estimates and when you look at the budgets before, it will tell me that we have had money there to do X and Y. It was not done, and still the money is not in the treasury today. That is unfair to the electorate, Barbados. It's not unfair to people that live in Barbados, Lisa.
So, let me tell you why. A lot back to your first and original point.
Yes.
People wonder why we are constantly talking about the last administration. You think there's reason for it, etc. But I would like some of the same callers who spend a lot of time talking about the last administration to also talk about some of the suggestions and recommendations that they want to see going forward and not spend an inordinate amount of time trying to answer questions that some of us cannot answer.
That is the problem. We have to, rather than trying to go at one another's throat, we have to have a conversation and not crawling, but debate. Because at the end of it all, when you make a contribution, you should be able to extrapolate something of essence from it, whether it be coming from the moderator or whether it be coming from the caller. And I know that you're not a stupid lady. You're new to me, yes, but I've had dialogue with you, and I listen to you. I listen to you on radio. I have read some of your stuff on your writings, different places. So I know the individual that I am talking to. I know fools when I hear them and I see them. And you are far from one, Lisa. Let me say that without apology.
The only thing I'll tell you is that flattery doesn't lift my finger in any form, shape, or fashion.
They got a beautiful wife, and my thing was on Monday, and they had a good time, you know. So I ain't got the day to go out there flattering the body to tell them how sweet they are, how good they look. I leave that for my wife.
But all form of flattery isn't about looks, though.
You just told me about
my head.
Yeah, but you will say something to somebody to make them feel special within themselves, and then go on to something else, hoping that the flattering will let you get to where you want. I fully read where you're going. But Lisa, I want to tell people who are saying that the Motley administration is moving too fast. We have elected a government to run the affairs of this country. If the rest was moving at snail pace, that is not how a country is run. Our country is not running a little small shop, nor not sweeping alongside the road. You have people's lives that you are dealing with. You have people's betterment that you are looking at. So you have to put systems in place if you knew or know in your heart that things were not going good. So I can't tell people what to do or what to say, but I want them to give this woman that I know personally, a woman that works extremely hard. I ask myself something, where does she get the energy from? I would love half of that energy. But I would just pray that God would continue to bless her with the energy that she has, because I know for a fact she loves this country, and she's going to put her all into bringing Barbados from the direction it was in, and make sure that every single person living in this 166 square mile for betterment. That's because she likes people and she believes in people. And you know what she says? I am a people's person, and I will do what I have to do to make sure that Barbados is the place where I come along and know that it should be. So everybody can stand one side and tear them a tear. She will work, and her government will work to bring Barbados so that you and I and our children and all the old people and everybody, the vulnerable in this country, is supposed to be comfortable and happy. Lisa, you have anything to say?
I appreciate your comments. I don't have any rebuttal or commentary per se. But thank you for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
St. Leonard's Anglican Church presents its annual mid-year concert on Sunday, 24th of June, 2018 at 6 p.m. at St. Leonard's Anglican Church, Westbury Road, St. Michael, featuring the Royal Barbados Police Force Band, the choirs of the Church of St. John the Baptist, and Jesus the Good Shepherd.
Down to Brass Tacks, we have a caller on the line. This is... Good morning.
Good morning to you, Miss Gail.
Good morning, sir.
How are you today?
Well, thank you.
That's good. I must tell your previous caller that a compliment is a compliment. You understand where I'm coming from, right? No, Miss Gail, I'm calling. I want you to listen to me. You were involved sometime with the Bridgetown, the planning of Bridgetown, working in the capacity of the Chamber of Commerce at some time, huh?
Yes.
And I think I would have spoken to you on several occasions in relation. I have a mood for Bridgetown, which you think and you know. And I want to look at the way forward now as far as what you and I might have discussed before, and some might have been put in place, others have not been put in place. First, let me compliment the Bridgetown Port Taxi Association on their deportment. I normally spend time down in the taxi stand with the guys down there, and I was highly impressed by the way the Bridgetown Port Taxi fellas carried themselves, the way they dressed, the clean way they approached the business. And I think that compliments are due to the president and the committee of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Association. Now, I want to continue. Ms. Gail, you know that Bridgetown is falling apart. I know it is falling apart. I'm going to highlight some places, but I want to come back to the taxi situation, but I can highlight some places. I am very depressed, really depressed, having to walk through Jubilee Gardens and see the state and the condition of Jubilee Gardens. The grime, the slime, the condition that is in is not conducive for the amount of money that was spent on it, or not conducive to recommend it to any person to have a seat there for 2 or 3 hours. And I'm asking the people at NCC to pay close attention to the maintenance of Jubilee Garden. And I know, Ms. Gail, I know that you go to Bridgetown, and you probably will support me on this issue. I know for a fact that the taxi stand just outside of just there by Beckwith Mall, somewhere along the line, the condition of that taxi stand, the grass, it looked to me as if though it looked like Greenfield. The grass is high up there. The condition is deplorable, and somewhere along the line, that also wants to be maintained.
There's grass in the taxi stand?
Where the taxi stand, I mean, it looks terrible. A tree fell in November last year. They have not groomed the area, and you can see for yourself, it's neglected in the sense that sometimes you ask yourself if this is really Bridgetown. And I'm hoping that NCC, in the interest of our future tourism and our future Barbadianism, would go and look and see what is going on there. Further to that, Ms. Gail, you and I would have discussed sometime back our Flower Alley. And we realized that they went and they painted a mural in Flower Alley. Somebody wanted to get the thesis together, and as a result of that, they used that as a presentation. Somewhere along the line, it was maintained for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, where a vehicle was parked in that area. probably owned by some person in that area, not a taxi. Now the vehicle is not parked there, but the area has become another latrine, another toilet. I believe that somewhere along the line this should be stamped out. And I'm going to arrive at the point where I feel it could be stamped out and it should be stamped out. That it is not conducive for Bridgetown and for people, children and everybody passing that area on a daily basis to smell the aroma. And you just talk about pit toilets. I'm talking about urine in terms of that area. And I think this is an area that either close off that area or you block traffic from going out or you block pedestrians from moving in it so that the position as far as people urinating in that alley should stop. No.
So I want to stop you, though. So two things. You are privy to the work that was done by Jacob Hasid 2-3 years ago in bringing Flower Alley to some kind of reconstruction.
That's what I'm coming to.
There was supposed to be no more urinating in the street or in the alley. There was a provision of toilet facilities.
No more toilets are there.
No, the toilet is still there.
Miss,
the door is closed?
I have deep respect for you, and you are some person I would not lie to. I honestly would not lie to
you. You went there yesterday?
I was there, yeah. Almost every other day.
And the door is closed?
The toilet at the entrance of Flower Alley is no longer there.
It got removed, or the door has been closed?
The fact of the matter, there's no door, there's nothing to be closed. It's just the area that it used to be before.
No, man. There is a toilet facility there. And I'm asking you if the door has been closed or broken off or the toilet has been removed.
Ms. Gale, I want to be honest with you, right? And I believe I can just keep and move on. There is no toilet facilities there anymore. I don't know if it has been removed to be cleaned and to put back there, but I want to compliment the person or person that put it there. But I have an alternative for that. The alternative which I'll talk to you about, Ms. Gale, is not there. And you could put down, when you finish, you could call down, tell me some person could confirm. It's not there. I am of the opinion, right, that the taxis in this country serves a very important purpose to this island as far as tourism is concerned. And I believe the time has come that the same way that we can have tourists being entertained at Elara Court for 15 and 25 visits to Barbados, that I believe that the taxis and the people who have worked in the hotel industry for 15 to 25 years should have a similar night under the Board of Tourism at Elara Court. Entertain them and their wives for that particular night. And I believe that that we will have a cooperation of understanding as far as the industry is concerned. Let me repeat this. Over the last couple of years, we saw a lot of faces at Elara Court sipping wine glasses, school children singing to them, and that type of thing.
Repeat visitors, yes.
Yeah, I am saying, Ms. Gale, that the time has come for us to reverse this to a local concept. Mm-hmm. And there's several people who have worked within the industry that can be looked at, and it can be done at least once a month, two months, or whatever it may be. But people who have gotten 25 and 15 and 20 years at the industry should be given an opportunity to mingle among themselves and have an evening out, probably with entertainment, but I believe this could be done. And I'm saying to the Minister of Tourism, think on this. Think on this for the industry. Get close, because you would know, Ms. Gale, sometime back we had a saying that tourism is our business.
Once upon a time we used to have, our business.
Yeah, tourism is our business.
So there's now a new slogan that says, I am tourism, which is a little more all-encompassing. But I want two things I want to respond to you on. One,
yes, please.
You also need to encourage your taxi colleagues to start urinating in the streets, though.
I'm coming to this, Miss Brooke.
That's only one comment. And the second point, if they don't want it to smell bad, they need to stop doing it, because urine without a washdown is very, very pungent in smell. The second thing is the concept about dining and wining the local participants in the tourism industry is a good one, and it is not a new idea. It used to happen before. We used to have tourism awards every year, some one done by the Ministry of Tourism, and then the following year done by the BHTA. And in that, they used to recognize the stalwarts in the industry, every single one of them, all the persons who participate. What you can do is ask for a resuscitation of that.
Right.
But I like the idea of if you're going to have the repeat visitors at Elara Court, why not have the persons who make the repeat visitors stay special at Elara Court? So, well, Interesting thought.
I love this conversation. No, never mind, scale. I love it. Because when you get to that award situation, you were accommodating 500 or 499 people in the Frank Kelmer Hall for those awards. I am saying we could go beyond that and deal with that. But you are correct. It was something that was done before. It could be planned again. But let me get to the point that I want to talk about the urinating in Bridgetown. And these are two things I'm going to appeal to the taxi drivers to do. One, pay very close attention to your NAS. And if you're self-employed, make sure that somewhere along the line that you make that constant deduction for your NAS so that when the time comes that you will understand fully that you have made a contribution. So know you're drawing money, know that you're having money in your pocket, consider NAS. I'm also saying that the port taxis and the association need to beg the Board of Tourism or beg somebody for assistance in renting one of those buildings on Nerve Street, one of the doors on Nerve Street, for the purpose of holding the taxis either for a recreation point of view or for a traffic point of view, but have it where the taxi drivers can go in, have their time, use the facility.
And refresh themselves.
Yeah, I agree with you. And this is to say, well, look, the taxi association could pay contribute some of that finance to that building, but they have
excellent,
the facility.
Excellent suggestion. I like the idea. You made 3 points. One, that it could be sublet. Two, that there could be some payment from the same taxi association because there will be beneficiaries of it.
That's right.
And three, that they will not urinate in the streets. I can't overemphasize that.
I want to say that this conversation, the reason why I chose you this morning, because I know that you're feeling for Bridgetown. We have spoken about this on more than one occasion. And I'm hoping
they got to bring it to a close.
Yeah, they need to come to a close. And I think that...
No. I'm telling you that we're going to have to bring our call to a close.
I'm going to go because they think I put my case, and they think that the guys who are listening and the families who are listening probably would understand fully that's a genuine call. And this urinating in Bridgetown have to stop. And it can stop if what you and I have just agreed on, that the taxi drivers and somebody have to come to the assistance by providing one of the buildings on Nerve Street for the purpose of recreation, playing the draft and the dominoes which they don't normally play, and don't go over to the fast food service to use the facilities over there. I go on.
Thank you so much, Dr. Brastax.